Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Another one of these fishing stories. A World War II era artillery shell was fished out of the Grand River in Michigan. They were doing that magnet fishing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That does not sound fun.
No.
That sounds worse than ice fishing.
Are the fish made of metal? What are you catching there?
Yeah, he caught an artillery shell.
Oh, so you're not trying to catch fish?
You're trying to catch metal.
No.
Yeah, you put the big magnet at the bottom of the thing.
Right.
So it's like the old guy walking down the beach with a metal detector, sort of like that.
Yeah, but
magnet.
Just,
they stick to the magnet,
right? An old guy with a boat fishing with a magnet.
Why was there a World War II shell at the bottom of Lake Michigan?
Why not?
Well, they didn't really.
Somebody dropped it?
We didn't bomb over here. Nobody attacked
it. Don't know why it was there.
They dropped it on the way over.
Might have fallen off a ship.
Yeah.
There could have been like armories or something.
They were likely transporting it to a ship.
There's no word on how or why it may have ended up in the river.
Are they going to blow it up?
I haven't heard on that one either. The bomb squad came out to make sure that it was not active. So apparently it's not active.
That's a hell of a gig, that bomb squad. Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I sent the story over to Craig. Some lady set a world record running a mile in a full bomb suit.
Oh, really? One of those things?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Hurt Locker bomb suit?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay, good.
And she did it in like 10 and a half minutes.
Whoa.
She set the world record for women.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Mr. Looking for a new, you know, I'm afraid Todd's going to be walking in a bomb suit around some local track because he always finds the latest craze.
It's great for your quads.
Todd always wants to do the latest craze. I'll get a video from Cleet saying, what the F is this? He's got a bomb suit.
He's walking around the track. In a bomb suit now?
I just felt bad because I think there's a good, well, I don't even know now if I could do a mile without a bomb suit in under 11 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty quick. In a bomb suit.
In a really bomb quick. Suit.
Right.
That's got, that. I don't know, those things have to weigh, what, 50, 75, 80 pounds? I have no idea.
No idea.
No, I don't either.
I was picturing more like the E.T. suit, but those probably aren't that heavy.
What would scare?
That's just a hazmat suit. That's right. The meth heads use. Yeah.
What do you think would draw more attention?
What?
The walking backwards or running in a bomb suit?
Running in a bomb suit.
Yeah.
Because we all know what those things look like.
Well,
be like, oh my God, there's something happening. Here's a bomb. God, they're looking for a bomb around the track about 10 times.
Mommy, why is the Michelin man running around the track?
Well, you get more people to follow you if you were running in a bomb suit.
Yeah.
Because generally, you want to follow that guy.
You want to run away from that guy. He's going towards a bomb.
Well, no, right. if the guy in the bomb suit is running, chances are he failed.
Yeah.
And you want to keep up with him.
Well, he's running in circles, so that'd be stupid.
Yeah, bomb squad guy. That's a tough job because you can't have a bad day.
No.
When you're on the bomb squad.
No, you can't be a little shaky that day. I can't be a little hungover today, a little shaky. Well, you shouldn't be on the bomb squad.
Oh, yeah. I hope we don't get a call.
Yeah.
You can't be one of the bad apples.
No.
Where you're going to defuse a bomb.
No, you can't.
Yeah, this is a bomb suit.
Apple.
A bomb suit weighs about 80 pounds
and
is hot to the point of risking heat stress.
Well, obviously, it was a hell of an athlete inside that. It ran 11 minutes.
Why would you run a mile in that?
Is that a record?
Yeah.
I like it at least. It's better than
females.
Better than putting on T-shirts, you know.
I saw another. I don't know if it was a record or not, but a woman ran a 6-minute mile, 9 months pregnant.
9 months pregnant.
Yeah.
That
was just on Twitter.
I bet there was an arm hanging out by the end of that one. There's some dude. There's a head popping out.
The three-legged race is over there.
She was probably hoping to induce labor.
Probably.
And you would think running a mile when you're 9 months pregnant just might do it.
Yeah, you think by the last mile, or at least even the last 440 there, a head be popping out.
No, they let this lady leave the visor up on the bomb suit.
Well, you got to breathe.
Come on. If you're going to have the bomb suit on.
I don't think that record counts then.
No, I think it does. Yeah, that's probably part of the record. Yeah. You're allowed to breathe.
Yeah, they probably didn't want her actually having a heat stroke, I suppose.
Right. That would be a crazy job. If you're on the bomb squad, is that like the only thing you do, or is that like
in a big city? That's a great question. Because in a big city, you're not even in a big city, you're not presented with that every day. I don't know. That's a great question.
Well, we can't get the bomb guy out here. He's driving a truck somewhere.
Well, that's true too. But he must have something else he does too.
Probably.
If you're on the police force or something.
Yeah.
Well, the one who set this record was First Lieutenant Army Ashley Sorensen. So she might do this every day if she's in the Army.
Well, she's in the Army.
If she's deployed, that could be her everyday job.
Yeah, but if they have a bomb squad, say, in Omaha or Wichita or Lincoln, you know, they're not busy all the time, so those cops must have other duties as well.
You said duties.
Somebody might be listening to us that obviously is a bomb squad guy, and because we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm a bomb squad guy in the morning, and I work the front desk in the afternoon. Or whatever.
Well, at least then they would be available.
Yeah.
Any job where a screw up means your head's blowing off or somebody else's head's blowing off, that's a tough one, you know.
I think there's a lot of those jobs you don't even think about, too. Like the dude at the luggage at the airport. That's super dangerous.
Right.
To the bomb squad, if that was the only thing you did, you'd just sit around all the time, and that'd be great.
Yeah.
Until it was the most stressful situation.
Well, all we know is movies where the clock is ticking down on the bomb, and they hit the right wire.
Yeah.
And it just stops with a second there, and they all breathe heavy.
How'd you know to pick that wire? Because you picked the other one.
Oh, yeah, in the movies.
In the movies. Always, they're glamorous.
They always get it with 1 second to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in real life, you'd probably want to defuse it shortly before that.
Yes.
I always like the timer on the bomb, though, because it usually indicates how much is left of that crappy movie.
Well, you know, true and not true.
10 minutes left on the bomb.
I've seen bomb movies where it says 5 minutes till it goes off, and it's 20 minutes in the movie.
Man. Yeah.
And that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Those timers.
That's wrong.
Those little countdown clocks don't work in real time on the movies.
No, they don't.
Yeah, 10 seconds. Sometimes takes a few minutes.
At least.
I sent you the pregnant chick story. Not as impressive as the running backwards guy, I don't think.
I don't know. I'm not picking on women here. I think a 9-month pregnant, we've all had 9-month pregnant women in our house. Tell them to run a mile.
Yeah, tell them anything.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Tell them you'll be fine. See, I think that's pretty damn impressive.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying the
I know you're allowed to run when you're pregnant, but I don't know if they recommend running at 9 months. But apparently she was okay with it.
She had to be a pretty avid runner before being pregnant. Right.
But running backwards requires a different skill set. Right.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
Now, I think the pregnant lady is just as amazing as that dude. Yeah.
It probably would have been safer for the pregnant lady to run backwards. Instead, if she falls, she's on her back. And the baby
pops right out.
Yeah, she's trying to prove that pregnancy has no limits, and we all know that's horse hockey.
Yeah.
It's just not true.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Now, she's trying to show that women are capable, and that's what matters. Yes, 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 I'll give you that.
Oh, no, I think it's impressive.
That's not our point here.
Yeah, this just going to lead to... 9-month pregnant woman drinks case of whiskey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Right.
We're capable of anything.
No limits, man.
Maybe the baby shouldn't be jostled like that for a mile either at that age.
Yeah,
they're pretty fully formed at 9 months.
I would defer to an OBGYN, but there might be some problems.
Yeah.
If you're running.
We got a lot of questions. If you're a bomb squad guy or you deliver babies, pregnant. We'll take those calls. You'll have to do both. Just, you know.
Well, if a pregnant woman was going to drink a case of whiskey, wouldn't it be better for her to do that at the end when
the baby's
pretty much fully formed?
There have been pregnant women drinking cases of whiskey. It happens all the time.
It's happening today.
It's happening today.
Again, I'll defer to
eyes wide set.
My OBGYN friend. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I think you're right, though, Nick. It would probably be better to be an alcoholic later in your pregnancy.
than the first trimester.
Once the kid's formed.
Yeah, but I think they're probably drinking from day one.
That fetus is a lightweight.
Yeah, I don't think.
Which is more for me.
I don't think there's many women that are getting towards, you know, the very end. They're like, all right, fine.
Right.
That's enough. Now I'm drinking.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So they say Dr. Danielle Jones, a board-certified OBGYN in Texas, says that you don't see a lot of people running a mile in their third trimester.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Or certainly not a five-minute mile, but it's just a matter of people getting uncomfortable. There are definitely people out there that can comfortably continue that in their pregnancy, but not everyone.
How about the baby?
And is consult baby, with your doctors.
Is the baby the whole time is going like that?
Now, I've seen women 9 months pregnant doing yoga, but that's low impact.
That's totally low impact.
You certainly wouldn't run 500 miles.
Oh. Oh, it's not in there.
But could you walk it?
I replaced it with a hymen yesterday. Good. Damn it.
Play that instead.
All right. I will.
Oh, God. All right. That's not any better.
Walking 500 miles at 9 months pregnant, that might take a couple of weeks, so you would give birth on the road, more than likely.
That kid would have a story.
Yeah.
That has infiltrated my life. I was watching a show last night, and somebody said, I drove 500 miles for this, and I went, damn it.
You're waiting for the Proclaimers to break out?
Well, I turned and looked at my wife and smiled, and she went, what? Oh, you're not in on it. Never mind.
Did you even explain it to her?
Nah.
No.
No point.
Right.
No. She already thought I was dumb.
Like, no, it's this thing. The song plays.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you have fun. Yeah.
She just pets me on the head and says, okay, shh. Show's on.
Another world record that was set. This is another one of those stupid ones. This guy that sets all of them, David Rush, for STEM education, promoting STEM education.
Yeah, that dude, yeah.
He was able to, his buddy, Jonathan, was able to toss 107 tennis balls into a large bucket on top of David Rush's head in 1 minute.
How far away?
Across the room.
Did he get to move his head to the ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's one of those large buckets that maybe you'd put toys in the kids' room.
And he had to keep them in there, too, right?
Yeah.
But the receiver.
It was probably strapped to his head.
No, he's just holding it.
Okay, got it.
Because it's larger than his head.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it gets stupider. the team's original record was 98 balls. Cool balls.
Yep.
But they were beat by a team who caught 102, and so they tried it again, and they did it getting 107 in.
Yeah, I think it'd be a tough
time. They say that Jonathan Hannon's ambidextrous throwing abilities helped to reclaim the record.
Bang, 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 bang. I got it. You can throw with both hands.
Distinct advantage.
Yep.
When it comes to
he's firing him. He's firing him, yeah.
Basket on the head.
Well, he's stupid. Somebody just punched that guy.
Silly.
I don't care if he's raising money
for charity.
Well,
he's got nothing else to do.
I know.
And they can't be beat.
No.
Oh, somebody beat it. Do it again. Grab that bucket.
That's it. You just keep trying until you beat it. But I don't really care.
Yeah, I'd be like, in a minute, be like, oh, wait, what do you get, 12? Cool, okay.
You know, the old record holders are planning something today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a rivalry.
Once again, why is that that's just something you make up. You could actually make up something and have the record for 10 minutes until somebody beats
Dennis
it.
Dennis has to officially okie-dokie that it's a record.
I get that. Yeah.
Do you have to submit a videotape? Does someone have to be there to observe it? I don't know the rules.
In this case, they were able to submit a videotape, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think they just groan when these guys contact them anymore.
Guy's broken nearly.
Oh, great. Here's this dude.
This guy's broken nearly 200.
Short Straw has to go watch it, right?
He can fit 80 forks in his pocket. Is that a record?
All right, we've got Nathan in Wichita.
He's got nearly 200 titles.
He was not in the bomb squad, but he was in the Army with bomb squad guys. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, I was in the Army back in the 90s.
Yep.
And they don't call it the bomb squad. It's called EOD,
okay,
or Emergency Ordnance Disposal.
Are those guys different dudes, man?
I wasn't crazy enough to be in the EOD. you got to be a little off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like you said, you can't have a bad day doing what they do.
Yeah, especially in the Army. Were you in Desert Storm in the 90s?
No, I was just after.
Okay. Well, still, you're still not safe. So did any of these guys die, you know?
Every now and then you had them. None of the guys I knew did.
Got it.
Because it wasn't, like I said, it was just after Desert Storm. So it wasn't, quote unquote, time of war.
Got it.
But now, you know, with the insurgents and all that, the bombs that they're doing now are just like the bombs they were doing then. There just seems to be a lot more of them now.
Now, I want to ask you this: if you wanted to be in the bomb squad, do they say you're not a little off?
No. I mean, they'll let you try and they'll let you go through the classes, and because I mean, there's training for everything,
right?
So you know, as long as you pass the training, you know, they'll let you do it, but you know. When I say I wasn't crazy enough, that's me personally telling you that I'm not crazy enough to run towards the bomb. I'll run into a burning building to save a kid, but I'm not going to run towards the bomb.
Okay, I got it. So you're kind of a manly nuts guy yourself, and you're not crazy enough to even do that, right?
No.
All right, man. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for listening. T95, our home in Wichita. Yeah. Being a soldier anyway in time of war, anytime is tough. And they're even saying, we're not the bomb guys.
Sounds like one of those things you would determine for yourself. Oh, I guess I'm just not nutty enough for this.
Right.
Yeah, I'm guessing you get about 3 days into those classes and go, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, because in the meantime, you snip this wire, but in real life, that's going to blow up sometimes.
What's our margin for error on this? Zero.
Zero.
Be like, I'm probably not going to be a good fit.
No.
Yeah, that's the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are EOD guys.
Right.
A family living in the Los Angeles area believes that a commercial airplane dropped human waste onto their backyard. Their home is directly under the Burbank Airport flight path. And a resident said, smelly droplets.
It's that or part of an engine.
Yeah.
Started falling from the sky as a plane took a low pass on Sunday afternoon. The family reported it to the FAA. Federal officials say they will investigate. The residents have also collected a sample of the substance with a Q-tip and may have it analyzed.
It's going to be funny because, you know, we've all been in bathrooms on airplanes. If you look down that hole and it was right to the outside, that would be funny. Yeah.
FAA, by the way, is the Fecal Aviation Administration.
I'm just wondering.
So they were low enough where it didn't freeze on the way down.
Apparently.
We've heard of chunks flying down because it freezes in the atmosphere on the way down.
Yeah, and they're usually blue chunks.
Right.
Because of that mixture they put in the toilet.
They're lucky Kelly Clarkson wasn't on that plane.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
She'd have destroyed that house.
But the grass has never been greener.
Kelly Clarkson. She's just taking a dump in the backyard and blaming it on the airplane.
Kelly Clarkson likes to poop in trash cans.
It's the best.
It is the best. Can't look air the same now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.